News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. By-polls to panchayats in Jammu and Kashmir scheduled from March 5 have been postponed due to security reasons, J&K Chief Electoral Officer Shailendra Kumar said on Tuesday. The by-elections to more than 12,500 panchayat seats were scheduled to be held in 8 phases from March 5. The by-polls to panchayats has been postponed for 3 weeks due to security reasons, said Kumar, adding this step was taken after inputs given to him by the Home Department over security issues. The polls were scheduled to be held from March 5 to 20 on a party basis. The voting was slated for March 5, March 7, March 9, March 12, March 14, March 16, March 18 and March 20. The model code of conduct came into force with the announcement of the by-polls on Thursday. Kumar has already issued 2 notifications for the first and the second phase. Panchayat elections last held in 2018 were boycotted by the People's Democratic Party and the National Conference. Kumar earlier on Tuesday held a meeting with all parties amid criticism by the mainstream political outfits about the continuous detention of their leaders and failure to allow them to conduct political activities. 3 former chief ministers, NC's Farooq Abdullah, his son Omar Abdullah, and PDP's Mehbooba Mufti, have been in detention since the last year when the centre abrogated Article 370 and revoked Jammu and Kashmir's special status, splitting it into the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. We held a meeting of all the parties of Jammu and Kashmir to hear their concerns. They raised some grievances in the meeting, Kumar said, adding, "We will try to address the issues suitably." During the meeting, J&K Congress Vice President G.N. Monga said, despite the Election Department issuing the notifications, the party's chief in the Union Territory, G.A. Mead, was not allowed to visit Srinagar to hold meetings in connection with the by-polls. PDP leaders did not take part in the meeting because the party believes polling cannot take place if the leadership remains under detention, said one of its leaders. The CPIM criticized the CEO for failing to invite their party for the meeting. "We were not invited for the meeting. We are a national party. It is a matter of concern for us," said party leader M.Y. Tarigami. NC's Ratan Lal Gupta said the party is of the view that the situation is not conducive for holding elections. The government will send a C-17 military aircraft of the Indian Air Force to Wuhan on February 20 to evacuate more Indians from the coronavirus-hit Chinese city and also provide medical supplies to the country, military sources said on Tuesday. The C-17 Globemaster, the biggest military IAF aircraft, will carry a large consignment of medical supplies to China and bring back more Indians from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic. India last week announced it will send medicines as well as other medical supplies to China. A total of 647 Indians and 7 Maldivians were brought back from Wuhan on February 1 and 2 in 2 747 Boeing Air India aircraft after the outbreak of the novel coronavirus. They were kept at 2 quarantine facilities in and around Delhi. All 248 people at an army camp in Manesar and another batch of 100 at an Indo-Tibetan border police facility quarantined at these 2 places were discharged on Tuesday. The remaining people housed at the ITBP camp will be released by today morning, said officials. Earlier on Tuesday, Chinese Ambassador Sun Weidong expressed appreciation to Delhi for expressing its willingness to help China deal with the epidemic. He said there is no case of infection among the remaining Indians in Hubei province, the epicenter of the pandemic, and that authorities are taking good care of them. China's National Health Commission on Tuesday said the death toll due to the outbreak climbed to 1,868 on Monday, while the total number of confirmed cases jumped to 72,436. Sun said that China has put in place multi-level control and prevention mechanisms to win the battle against coronavirus. The envoy said Beijing has allocated renminbi 80 billion to contain the disease and the government has sufficient resources and policy tools to cope with economic fluctuations following the epidemic. China has full confidence that it will win the battle against coronavirus epidemic, he said. Responding to the allegations related to Ajmal Kasab and the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks made by a former top cop, Maharashtra Home Minister Anil Deshmukh on Tuesday said the officer will be summoned and the issue probed. Former Mumbai Police Commissioner Rakesh Marya, in his book titled Let Me Say It Now, released on Monday, wrote that the 2611 Mumbai terror attacks convict Mohammed Ajmal Amir Kasab would have died as Bengaluru resident Samir Dinesh Chaudhary, with a red thread tied around his wrist, had militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba succeeded in its plans. Deshmukh on Tuesday said the government is gathering inputs on the book. We will call Marya and talk to him and will probe the matter if needed, he said. Marya in the book has indicated that the LET wanted to project the attack as a case of Hindu terrorism. There would have been screaming headlines on newspapers claiming how Hindu terrorists had attacked Mumbai. Over-the-top TV journalists would have made a beeline for Bengaluru to interview his family and neighbors. But alas, it had not worked that way. And here he was, Ajmal Amir Kasab of Faridkot in Pakistan, Marya has written. And a subgroup of the Financial Action Task Force on Tuesday recommended the continuation of Pakistan in the grey list for its failure to check terror funding, and a final decision will be taken on February 21, sources said. The decision was taken at the meeting of the FATF's International Cooperation Review Group held at the ongoing Paris plenary. The ICRG meeting, a subgroup of the FATF, has recommended to retain Pakistan in the grey list. A final decision will be taken on Friday when the FATF takes up issues concerning Pakistan, said a source. The decision whether Pakistan will continue in the grey list or put in the black list is being made at the week-long FATF plenary currently on in Paris. The plenary is examining the money laundering and terrorist financing risks that countries face to set and promote global standards to tackle these risks. Pakistan was placed on the grey list by the FATF in June 2018 and was given a plan of action to complete it by October last year or face the risk of being placed on the black list along with Iran and North Korea. Pakistan needs 12 votes out of 39 to exit the grey list and move to the white list. To avoid the black list, it needs the support of three countries. Sources said it has support from Turkey and Malaysia so far. At last month's FATF meeting in Beijing, Pakistan has got the support of Malaysia and Turkey besides FATF current chair, China. According to reports in Pakistani dailies, FATF has asked Islamabad to further tighten its laws to bring individuals involved in money laundering and terror financing to task. The FATF has expressed satisfaction over the steps taken by Pakistan to curb terror financing and demanded that the country further tighten its laws to bring individuals involved in money laundering and terror financing to task, said the Express Tribune newspaper in a report. Citing the recent conviction of Mumbai attacks mastermind and Jamaat-ud-Dawah chief Hafiz Saeed, Pakistani officials said the judicial system in the country was fully independent and the courts were taking decisions on merit, which were being implemented. The FATF observed substantial progress made by Pakistan in the implementation of 14 of the 27 recommendations about the country's anti-money laundering and combating financing of terrorism mechanism, Dunia News TV reported. Pakistan has adopted an effective strategy in the financial sector to curb terror financing and enhanced cooperation between institutions to combat transfer of funds to terrorists, it said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.